With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Florida power companies have restored electricity to the vast majority of homes and businesses after the most recent hurricane.
3.5 million customers lost electricity after Hurricane Milton made landfall in Florida last week. Over the past few days, utility crews have made substantial progress. As of Tuesday morning, the number of homes and businesses waiting for the power to come back on was down to about 187,000. Areas that remain flooded will be the last to get power. Meanwhile, lines are mostly gone at gas stations after fuel deliveries were suspended during the storm. Greg Clugston reporting.
A new Gallup poll says Americans have more trust in their state and local governments than they do in Congress or the media. Bob Agnew reports.
67% of those responding to the poll said they had a great deal or fair amount of trust in their local government. Compare that to just 34% who say the same about Congress and 31% who say they trust the mass media to report the news, quote, fully, accurately, and fairly. 55% say they trust their state governments. Bob Agnew reporting.
GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump defended his plans to impose an across-the-board tariff of either 10 or 20% on every import coming into the U.S. Trump says the higher the tariff, the more likely more foreign businesses will set up shop in the U.S.
If you want the companies to come in, the tariff has to be a lot higher than 10% because 10% is not enough. Guys, they're not going to do it for 10. But you make a 50% tariff, they're going to come in.
Also included among Mr. Trump's plans is a tariff of up to 60% on all Chinese imports in a bid to encourage American manufacturing. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 324 points, the NASDAQ dropped 187. This is SRN News. Would you like your pastor to endorse politicians?
The fact is, if a clergyman promotes a candidate for office from the pulpit, he puts the church's tax-exempt status at risk, and a Lifeway research poll finds 98% of preachers never do it. However, the same poll indicates nearly one-third of Americans see no problem with a pastor urging people to vote for a particular politician during his sermon. 45% don't mind clergy endorsements so long as they happen outside of church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious freedom advocates are raising alarms about the proposed legislation increasing the power of Islamic courts in Malaysia. International Christian Concern says if this bill passes, it could lead to a situation where religious authorities have the final say on a wide range of issues, from personal relationships to public policy. That would be bad news for Malaysia's small Christian population, which has to abide by decisions of the Islamic courts. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks pulled back from their records as the price of crude oil tumbled again and technology stocks faltered. The S&P 500 fell 0.8%. That's just a day after setting an all-time high for the 46th time this year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 0.8%. The NASDAQ Composite sank 1%. Chip stocks fell after supplier ASML warned of a slower recovery outside of the AI boom. ExxonMobil and other energy stocks sank to some of the market's worst losses after oil prices dropped again. The Dow was down 324 points to close at 42,740. The NASDAQ lost 187 to 18,315. The S&P 500 dropped 44 points to 5815. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.